Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The direction of our ship. Where is America going? What is the vision of our leader, our president? And it's unfolding before our eyes. You know, and as I said, as you've been listening to us on VFN Radio, that, you know, when God's people asked for government, when they asked for a king like everyone else, they looked at everybody else's government, and they thought that they did not have the government like everybody else did, and they said, that's what we want. And what they were doing, they were rejecting God. They were turning to government for their source, for their protection. And Samuel goes to God and begins to talk to God about it. And God says, listen, you know, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. And that's God's form of government. God has a form of government for his people. And we teach that in VFNU, you know, is that we got to dump men's form of government. We've taken in the Robert's Rules of Order. We've taken in corporate systems. We've taken in the things of this world. We've taken in the political arena. I mean, sometimes you don't know whether you're in a political meeting or a church meeting when you in the tradition. You don't know which one's which. And people are vying for positions like God did not already call somebody. What is God saying here? And we got to repent and turn back to God and understand that there is hope in the context of that. But this is a storm that's being fashioned. So what I was saying is that when they decided they wanted a king, they didn't say we wanted Saul. They did not say they wanted Saul. They didn't say that. They just said they wanted a king like everyone else. And what they're saying is, I want a government like Europe. I want a socialistic government. I want a Marxist government. I want a communistic government. And what they're saying in that, and the isms that you can find out in VFN TV highlights or even in the blog, that it's the way economy's done. We want, you know, everything to be distributed equally and all these different things. And in that, so God then chooses. He makes the choice of who's the king's going to be. And he chooses Saul. Saul's hiding behind his luggage, you know, shaking, all nervous wreck, you know, when he's the day that Samuel's going to tell everybody, this is your king, because God chose him. And he made him king over Israel, not because Saul wanted to be king, but because God wanted Saul to be king. Because God's people wanted a king, and so God chose Saul. And so God says, okay, Saul, you're going to be the king. And when God explained in detail what it was going to be like, and you can see this on VFN TV, a prophetic teaching, VFNTV.com. If you be a free subscriber today and get it, but it's SOS, A Tale of Two Kings. It's either going to be Samuel or it's going to be Saul, but you can't have them both. And so then God gives them Saul. So can we really criticize Saul for doing everything that God said a king's going to have to do? And if you look at the list of things that are taking place today in America, that's exactly, it's verbatim what God said through Samuel. This is what a king is going to do. If you want a king to be your king and not Jesus to be your king, church, we're not talking about America here. We're talking about the Christians in America, that when we turn to government, then God says, this is how it's going to be. And he's going to test. What we didn't do by choice, God's going to do by force, but he's going to do it through a king, and the king's going to demand more from us than God would have demanded from us. And so it's just happening just like that. And so in that, you know, what do we do with all this? With all this, you know, there's so many things happening, and I want to be able to deliver it as much as I can today so we can move on. But we can stop it. You know, if the storm was stopped with Nineveh when Jonah began to preach, that's why we're on VFN Radio, to tell you, listen, don't look to everybody else. You today stop, repent, turn, abide, and listen to God and say, you know, begin to cry out for our nation and cry out for justice and cry out for mercy, and that God would stop this storm that's being fashioned before us. And you want to find out more about that also in VFN TV at VFNTV.com or on your iPhone or your Android phone. You know, you can watch, you know, Is America Under Judgment? And you're going to be really surprised. And also the Elijah storm. What happens when God's beginning to return and these different prophetic happenings that are happening before our eyes? But how do we stop this? The church repents. We turn to God. We run to where God is. And we begin to say, God, what do you want? And you listen to a prophet. God always sends a prophet and begins to say, this is what happened. And this is what God did for you. And all you have to do is turn. If you turn back to God, if you say that the direction you were going was wrong and you turn to God and you turn back to God and begin to follow his ways and say, I want to make your ways my ways, God. and he gives us grace to be able to do that, he can stop the storm because he planned a storm against Nineveh, but a great city, he called it, that he was concerned about, even though it was in evil. And Jonah wasn't concerned about it, but God was concerned about it. And he stopped the storm that he was fashioning. What does that mean? He can stop this storm. There's still hope. This is a short period of time, but there's still hope. There's still hope where if we humble ourselves, that God would not take us, sink this boat of freedom that he's given us to be able to use, to be able to worship him. So what do? We humble ourselves. We pray. We understand as an American that we can actually stand up and begin to speak openly about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are a republic. We're not a democracy. These borders are being flooded with people through migration alone, immigration alone. Islam is coming in. You can go on the VFN TV blog. I don't have time to play it for you. But they're taking over just through migration, not taking over in the context of trying to take over. They just move in enough people that move into a particular region like Europe. I think in the next 20 years, it's going to be an Islamic rule over it just because there's enough Muslims there to be able to vote that way. It's the same thing that happened in Egypt, and it's happening in different areas. But America is like 9 million. I don't have the numbers. I can't give you the numbers now, but they're on the VFN TV blog. And just through the fact that we're not even having our children, that America's aborting their children, they're choosing not to have children, and the children that they do conceive, that they take in the womb through abortion and through murder, that Islam is not doing that. They're actually increasing in number through population alone, and just through osmosis, just being present and continuing to do what we're supposed to have been done, you know, to be able to be fruitful and multiply, that there's going to be enough people that when these borders are pouring in of people, when Islam's coming in with enough sympathizers that are just basically believing the lies that government's going to provide for your needs, they're going to flip the switch. They'll vote. They'll say, let's go turn this thing into a democracy, not a republic. And then all of a sudden they take the vote. And just like Egypt flipped, just like they want the Arab Spring and all these nations are flipping, America will flip. And it'll be a democracy. Then the vote will be taken, and all these people that we're seeing come in will pull a lever to vote. And the America that we know, the U.S. Constitution that gives us the First Amendment rights to be the church, where the government can make no laws concerning the church, will be gone, and the church will be under oppression. Let's cry out to God. Let's cry out to him. Let's turn to him. Let's say, Lord, we need you, God. Lord, open our eyes. Wake up the sleeping church. Begin to tell your friends. Share VFN Radio with your friends. Go to the highlights, go to VFN TV blog, and begin to share it with everybody. We have moments left because 2016, what it's going to look like at the end of that particular vision, of an eight-year vision of our present president, is to go back to the 1500s, pre-colonial days, where Great Britain and America, quote, you know, took over the world and took the things of the world, and now it's going to be given back. And it's time to redistribute, not just what in America, it's time to redistribute everything America's got right back into the world, believe it or not. You know, and it's the mercies of God. You know, the book that our president had written is called Dreams of My Father. And understanding that we have to understand, and I'll be talking about sins of our fathers, that the church has to wake up, because there are things that our fathers in this nation has done that if we don't turn to God, those things will turn back on us. We only stand because of God. We stand because of his goodness and his grace. We cannot throw our chest out and think listen, God's mercy is keeping us, and he will forgive our sins unless we turn our back on him. And if we turn our back on him, well, you'll find out more about that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.